But now it's time to talk travel, thanks to Journeys Worldwide. And today we're going to go around the world. Not so much in 80 days, a little bit less than that, but we are going around the world. Joining me, travel consultant Larry Burrows. Larry, good afternoon, mate.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. I think it's everyone's dream, isn't it? Just to say, oh, let's travel around the world.
Well, it certainly is. And it's one of those ones where we've picked a great selection of bucket list destinations, and we're going to take you there on your own private chartered Qantas jumbo jet.
So this jet will take people around the world to destinations, looking at the destinations here, mate, that I think that many people will have heard of but not necessarily even thought about attending and may be surprised.
I think you've hit it in one, my friend, because when we talk about places like Angkor Wat in Cambodia and Samarkand in Uzbekistan and Petra in Jordan, Reykjavik in Ireland, these are a lot of the places that we've chosen because we know that they're on a bucket list, but we know that you can't always get to them simply. But the nice thing with Constellation Journeys is that you're going to do all of that in your own private chartered jumbo. You're going to do all your flights direct. Not one of those is over 10 hours. And each night you'll smuggle into a lovely five-star hotel bed for the night.
So how does it work? So it starts in Sydney.
Yes, it does. So it's a one-off departure that we've got going next year, April. And it just literally is one plane that goes around the world. And you've got mainly three nights stays, and it's literally one of the most powerful things is it's all inclusive. It's all your flights, all your accommodation, all your meals, all your transfers, all your luggage, all your sightseeing, drinks on the plane, drinks with dinner, tipping, and would you believe even your travel insurance if you're 85 years young and
So when you're traveling, so we're going what? We're going from Sydney to Cambodia, so we're going east to west.
And that's the whole idea of making the best use of following the world that way, that with all our flights are in daylight, so you get a nice, relaxing experience. But again, all but a couple of our stops are three nights, Mark, so that you've got time to unwind. And we have some amazing special dinners included in that as well.
So what happens on the ground? Are there tours as well that are organised?
Everywhere we've got organised tours. We've even got optional tours so that you can do something a little bit different. But the whole idea is that you can just relax and we look after everything.
So why is a country, for example, like Uzbekistan chosen? I would never have thought of Uzbekistan.
Simply because that part of the world is seriously on the bucket list of a lot of people. But okay, it's never, ever been easy to get to. But, of course, when you've got your own jet, you don't have to go via a third port or anything like that. We just fly straight in from Angkor Wat in Cambodia.
And then the Dead Sea, Petra and the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is where you can just float, isn't it?
You've got it. And we actually stay at the Dead Sea so that everyone can go have a float and take that iconic shot with your tummy poking out of the water, two toes out or something like that. Lots of fun.
And Iceland?
It's a jumbo jet, Mark, and we are only taking 245 passengers.
Okay.
And that aircraft takes 350. So we're not cramming everybody in. We want this to be a really memorable experience.
Iceland, Mexico, and then finish it off back in Tahiti just to get used to the warmer weather as you get close to being back home.
Yeah, a couple of nights, R&R, and just relax. And it is a destination we've used in the past where even sometimes we've had one or two people go, you know what, we'll bail at this point and we maybe stop for a week in Tahiti and then catch a separate flight home. But the whole idea is to just get around the world in a really unique way. And, of course, which some of your listeners may not be aware, this could possibly be one of the last chartered flights in a jumbo because Qantas retire these aircraft in December next year.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I don't keep up with that sort of stuff, so I'm glad you told me that, Larry.
You're welcome.
I mean, I think I mentioned on another segment here, I was on the last Qantas flight into Zimbabwe, into Harare.
There you go.
That was at the start of the 21st century there. That was way back in 2000. I remember being on that. I didn't get off the plane. We just landed on our way to South Africa. So there you go. Mate, how can people find out a little bit more about it?
Well, the good thing is that the team at Journeys Worldwide have got quite a lot of knowledge on that. And literally next year's trip, the brochures were dropped off to them this morning. And the good thing is, very briefly, Mark, if you don't mind me saying, we're talking about an 18-day all-inclusive tour around the world for $22,400, but which is not much more than $1,100 a day. The team at Journeys Worldwide have told me that if you want to deposit with them by the 31st of October, they'll take $800 per person off that price.
Well, there you go. Get in touch with our mates at Journeys Worldwide. Go to their website. A website, Larry, I know you're excited about it and looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Mark, thanks for the chance to have a chat.
Larry Burrows, they're talking about travelling around the world from Sydney to Cambodia, Uzbekistan, Jordan, Iceland, Mexico and Tahiti over 18 days next year. Our good friends at Journeys Worldwide will be able to help you with all the details.